The following podcast is for people who grew up in the 90s. Wherever you are right now, you're about to be transported back in time. And get ready for a nostalgia-filled trip down memory lane with the 90s Today podcast, where we talk about the 90s today. And by the way, do you love orange sodas? Because we do.
And here it goes.
With your hosts, Brandon and James.
Hey, you wild and crazy 90s kids. It's your host, Brandon. And tonight, on our Throwback Thursday short, we'll be talking about movie rental stores of the 90s. Now I'm going to start off with the most well-known one of them all, Blockbuster Video.
When you get together for a Blockbuster night, there's never a line to get in. There's no cover charge. There's no reservation required. And the kitchen never closes. With over 9,000 Blockbuster videos to choose from, we'd like to suggest that when it comes to a great night with friends, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. Make it a Blockbuster night.
Before Netflix and chill, it was Make It a Blockbuster night. It was a place you could go to search through hundreds of videos trying to find the one you wanted to watch that night. If a new release come out, you'd have to get there early enough to get it before it sold out for the day. The employee usually told you when it would come back, but you never knew if the other guy who had a hold of it would keep that video a little longer than he was supposed to. Blockbuster had everything divided into genres, so if you wanted to watch some comedy, you'd go to that section and so on and so forth, and maybe you wanted to watch some movies you've never seen before. You had to remember to get your movie in so that you would not incur a late fee. And if you ever lost one, then get ready to pay possibly a $60 to $80 fee per video. And at least Blockbuster had a drive-through video drop-off box if you didn't want to come in. And something you also had to make sure of, that you were nice and rewound the VHS tape before returning it. In fact, most VHS tapes had a sticker on it stating, "Be kind, rewind." Also, it was sometimes annoying to find a video you really wanted, but the wrong video was in the box. And at Taco Bell in 1994, they offered a 2-for-1 video rental at Blockbuster with the purchase of food and a medium drink.
So I met this girl. I asked her to dinner and a movie. She asked, "What do you have in mind?" So I said,
"Make it a Blockbuster night and a border night too. Go to Taco Bell, buy tacos or burritos and a medium drink. Get a free Blockbuster video.
2-for-1 rental at Taco Bell too.
Make it a Blockbuster night and a border night too.
Hurry and get a coupon for a 2-for-1 Blockbuster video rental when you buy food and a medium drink at Taco Bell.
Cross the border."
They also had a similar deal at Pizza Hut with the purchase of a Bigfoot pizza, which is a giant rectangular pizza that was about 16 inches long, covered in cheese, pepperoni, and tomato sauce, and was marketed as a great pizza to have for a party. It was introduced in the early 90s and went away around 1995-1996. Anyways, with the purchase of a Bigfoot pizza, you got to buy one, get one, free Blockbuster rental coupon.
Pizza Hut has gone Hollywood.
Bigfoot!
With a Blockbuster Bigfoot movie deal. Now, every time you buy a Bigfoot pizza, you get a coupon for one free movie rental at Blockbuster with any other movie rental. So make it a Blockbuster night with Bigfoot.
My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My plastic surgeon thanks you.
It's a Blockbuster deal from Pizza Hut.
So yeah, Blockbuster had a lot of different promotions going on. Another great thing about Blockbuster is that I could go there and rent video games. I didn't have to go out and buy them. Hopefully they had the video game that I wanted there, but you could rent all kinds of different ones and bring them home and play them. So that was a great addition to the Blockbuster video store to allow you to rent games. Anyways, Blockbuster was a great video rental store that eventually declined by investing in wrong businesses and not buying Netflix when it had the chance. However, now onto Hollywood Video. They were similar to Blockbuster. However, I did rent an Atari Jaguar system in the 90s there one time to test it out. I thought it was cool you could rent video game consoles. I don't remember how much it cost though. We also had a movie gallery in town, which I don't remember going to. We also had a video rental store inside of a Walmart that we previously talked about that I remember browsing maybe once or twice. Don't remember ever getting anything there, though. I just thought it was cool that there was a movie rental store inside of a Walmart. It was also cool that there was a McDonald's in the back of the Walmart. But that's not there anymore either. Anyways, Blockbuster was the king of video rental stores, and they aren't really around anywhere today, other than there's a few in Alaska, Oregon, and Texas, I believe. They now are a part of Dish Network, but their branding isn't used anymore. Nowadays, if you want to rent a video, you can go to a Redbox machine, which is very easy to find, or use an online service. Well, now we're going to go on and talk to James, and here's what his memories are.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for calling. Video rental stores of the 90s, very popular. Not a whole lot of DVDs to rent, mostly VHSs. I remember the biggest thing about video renting, besides having a membership and being totally terrified of having to pay a late fee, was that every customer was morally obligated to be kind and rewind those VHS tapes. If you didn't do that, you felt like an absolute heel, let me tell you. But of course, most video rental stores wised up and bought those like super crazy fast rewinding machines whenever they got a videotape returned from some jerk that didn't, or that wasn't kind. But we always did that. Most people talk about Blockbuster when it comes to video rental stores. Our Blockbuster in town, we only had one at the time. It was about 15 minutes away from my house, so I honestly don't remember renting from Blockbuster at all during its time of business during the 90s. It wasn't until the late 90s, early 2000s that I became a frequent patron of Blockbuster because I bought a DVD player. I think it was a General Electric brand. It was one of these huge DVD players back in the day. And with it, five free DVDs that they had already predetermined. And it also came with a year's worth of free rentals from Blockbuster. That just meant one rental a month. And so I definitely took advantage of that, renting all those wonderful late 90s, early 2000s rental treasures from Blockbuster. But that's about all I have for Blockbuster. Now, when it came to other stores, I think everybody had a local rental joint they always rented from. Here in town, we had places like Oakley Video. I think Movie Guy was another one. Corner Video. And, oh my goodness, I can't. Oh, Parker Video, we had that also. I was fortunate enough, there was a local video rental joint that opened up real close, walking distance from my old house. And so I think every Friday we would rent a VHS and I would rent an NES game. So my elementary school weekends were filled with absolute gaming and movie joy. We ended up moving in 1994 when I was in fourth grade, and we no longer was in walking distance of a rental store, but my dad ironically ended up opening up a business in a plaza near our newer home, and right next door was another video rental store. So I would rent Super Nintendo games, N64 games, and of course VHS tapes from this place. And since we were pretty good friends with the owners, I would end up getting free movie posters every now and then. But my favorite movie rental store in our little town was called Movie Magic. And it was a movie rental store that was built, that was attached to a pizza place known as Sport Pizza. The best pizza to ever grace the sea with its presence. This place actually had a really cool setup. Not just the rental store. We're talking We're talking the pizza place too. Sports Pizza was sports themed. They had posters and clippings from newspapers all over the walls. The floors were wooden, and I mean, they were like beat up. Like, you could tell this place had been there for a while. And they had those classic arcade cocktail tables to further let you know how old that I am. Centipede, Donkey Kong, Galaga, that's the type of stuff that they had going on there. But if you left the pizza place and walked down a set of stairs, there was the video rental part of the store. To the left were the films, and to the right were the video games and the kids' movies. And one of the coolest parts about this store was that the floor was concrete, and just like the walls in Sports Pizza, there were posters. I guess laminated onto the concrete floor. And I think I've mentioned this before, I used to be so terrified to go into the children's movie section, because right smack dab in the middle of the kids section was a poster for Child's Play 2, where Chucky's got a pair of like gardening shears about to cut off the head of a Jack-in-the-Box clown. Oh my God. I would follow my mom and dad around the store because I wouldn't want to go look at these children's videotapes while I was in there. And, of course, my dad just thought I was a big loser. My mom was probably thought the same. But, no, I mean, terrified me as a kid. But, I mean, I know, but I loved that store so much. It actually looked nice. It was probably the nicest looking video rental store we had in town. I think we only had one video rental town that had the reputation of renting, you know, those types of movies, if you catch my drift. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, Brandon, good topic this week, man. I miss video rental stores. The last one that I know of was in Etowah, Tennessee, and it just recently closed its doors. And there used to be one in Madisonville, Tennessee, and I don't think it's no longer there either. Redbox has taken over, and so is Netflix. I still don't see the allure of Netflix, because you're not always guaranteed to have something that's going to interest you on there. I still wish that we had these brick-and-mortar video rental stores, but, I mean, brick-and-mortar stores are going to be a thing of the past here soon, unfortunately. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to watch a DVD and eat some pizza. We'll talk to you later, Ring.
Thanks, James, as always, for giving us your thoughts on today's subject. Don't forget about Saturday's topic, as we will be talking about Star Wars in the 90s. And if you want to catch more nostalgia goodness, you can do so at the90s today.com, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Podcasts, Podbean, and TuneIn Radio. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do so on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at the90s today. And James, my co-host, can be found on Twitter at Real James Wooten. Thanks for listening, and until next time.
Hey, James, wake up. The show's over.
Oh, yeah, kick it.
The 90s Today was not recorded in front of a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando.